Surely the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Friday, is the 7th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Fajr, verses 1-5.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والفجر.
By the dawn.
وليال عشر.
And by the 10 nights, and by the even number and the odd, and by the night when it passes. Is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A tradition from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, recite Surah Fajr, which is Hussein ibn Ali's Surah, in your prayers. Whether they be obligatory or optional, he who recites it will be with him, with Hussein ibn Ali, at the same place in heaven on the Day of Judgment. Introducing this surah as Hussein ibn Ali's surah may be for the reason that the clear example of serene soul, as mentioned at the end of the surah, is Hussein ibn Ali, as idea has also been cited from Imam Sadiq about the same verses.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
From the 1st of Muharram, with today's special on the topic, the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. One of the important lessons of Ashura is to beware of coming to a bad ending in our lives. Some of the companions of Ali ibn Abi Talib participated in killing Imam al-Hussein. There are many people like this in history who have been cursed by the Imams and who were once their companions. All of us have to beware of the hidden seeds of major corruption, essentially in the area of our beliefs, as one of the signs of the end of time is mental corruption. Some of the causes of this are committing major sins, companionship with corrupt people, profiting from what is forbidding, taking the material world over religion, finding pleasure in the fancy words which the devil distributes to his friends. As the Holy Quran says, the devils inspire their followers to argue with you. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله الحسین. Brothers and sisters, my condolences for the time period of Muharram and Ashura and for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ziyarat Ashura is a great gift to us from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. In this ziyarat, we learn many things. The first thing that we mentioned was that we learn about bala and calamity, that life has difficulties and challenges for us, and that we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam how to deal with our bala. And we understand that the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to endeavor the bala that God had brought for him, the trial that Allah had brought for him, and that he persevered and that he amazed the angels with his patience. Today we're going to talk about another aspect of Ziyarat Ashura, and we read from the Ziyarat that we beseech God and we ask Him أن يُعْطِيَنِي بِمُصَابِي بِكُمْ, to recompense me with my misfortunes for you. We ask Allah to give us recompense because we have made the bala of Imam Hussein our bala. أَفْضَلَ مَا يُعْطِي مُصَابًا بِمُصِيبَتِهِ, the highest that He, God, gives as compensation for misfortunes that has afflicted anyone. Brothers and sisters, when misfortunes happen on somebody, God gives them the reward. But here in Ziyarat Ashura, we are asking Allah to give us the best reward that you give a musab, a person that affliction has happened to him. As if we take the bala of Imam Hussein and we are making it our own bala, we're making it our own calamity. Therefore, we are learning from Ziyarat Ashura to have huzn, to have grief, to have sorrow in this Muharram. And this is an attribute of the faithful. This is the attribute of the sincere. In this Muharram, they are truly grieving for Imam Hussein. They are truly sad for Imam Hussein. This is the second step.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Humility forms companionship. Let's see what is in this part. Imam al-Hussein was the grandson of the final and last messenger of Allah and was the son of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the most revered companion of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Yet Abu Abdullah was humbleness personified. He would never think of himself as superior to others. It was his humility that drew many companions toward him, including Hazrat Habib ibn Mazahir, who even at this old age came running to him when the Imam pleaded for help, and it was his humility that had all of his companions itching to die for the Imam, with Hazrat Qasim, peace be upon him, describing his death sweeter than honey. Imam Hussein's humility is something that we should aspire to replicate, as it will allow us to form strong companionship. Let's learn about the golden words of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. In the book Tuhaful Ughul, we read that Imam Hussein states, "By lying down my life and soul, I will be joined with the righteous. I will stand apart from the accursed and despicable. I will take the path of enmity and opposition to sinner and the guilty. If I remain alive, I will have no regrets. If I die, no one will reproach me. What a disgrace it is for you to be alive and be oppressed and encroached and not be able to defend your own rights. Somewhere else, Imam states, being afraid of death is below me. How easy and simple is death on the way of honor and resurrecting the truth. Death in the way of honor is nothing but eternal life.
So the first step was bala and understanding the calamity of Ashura. The second thing is now grieving, now that you know it is the worst bala that happened upon anybody. And it is the bala that the angels understand. It is the bala of the Ahlul Islam, the people of Islam. We now understand that we should grieve, we should become sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That we should shed tears for him. If we look at the narrations, we understand that all the prophets cried for Imam Hussein. Even Adam, when he understood about what happened to Imam Hussein, he began to cry. One of the stories I'd like to share to you with you today is the story of Prophet Zakaria. Prophet Zakaria was taught the names, the Al-Asma. What are the names? Prophet Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. He was taught these names. This narration is in the book of Ihtijaj, Al-Ihtijaj of Sheikh Tabarsi. When he learned these names, the name of Imam Hussein was taught to him. It says in the narration that it says, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي. When I hear this name, Allah, you have taught me the name of Hussein, I begin to cry. And then he learns the story of Karbala. What happens to Prophet Zakaria when he learns about Imam Hussein? What would happen to him? It says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ زَكَرِيَا لَمْ يُفَارِقْ مَسْجِدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 3 days he kept himself in the masjid. وَمَّنَعَ فِيهِنَّ النَّاسِ مِنْ دُخُولَ عَلَيْهِ. He didn't allow anybody to enter. وَأَغْبَلَ عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ. And he began to cry and cry and cry. Prophet Zakaria, knowing that what happened to Imam Hussein. His brothers and sisters, the reality of Ashura can only be witnessed by the prophets and their successors. They truly know what happened to Imam Hussein. They can truly understand the batin and the essence of Karbala. So what did Prophet Zakaria do dua for? He wanted reward. We say, give us some of the reward of the musab, of those that have been afflicted. Give us some of this reward. He wanted the reward of calamity, of huzn, of patience. So he did a very special dua. He says in this narration, Elahi urzuqni walada. God, grant me a son that I love, a son that I like, and then take away that son for me so that I can in the same way have the affliction of the noble messenger of Allah, that he knows that his son, because in the traditions the Prophet talks about Imam Hussein as his son, even though it is his grandson, that when Allah took away and put bala in Imam Hussein and martyred Imam Hussein, that is the bala of the Holy Prophet. So in the same way, give me a son so I can share that bala of the Holy Prophet, knowing that his grandson, knowing that his son will be martyred. And Allah gave him Yahya, and Yahya was martyred and is very similar in story and very similar to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammad.
محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.